Every week, someone in a paid media Slack group posts the same question: I found my competitor's winning ad, modeled it closely, and it bombed. What went wrong? The answer is almost always the same. They copied the surface. They missed the structure underneath. That's the perfect time to use ad analysis. Ad analysis is the most predictable failure pattern in paid advertising. A media buyer finds a competitor's top performing creative, downloads it, swaps the logo, and runs it. The ad looks familiar. The results don't follow. The budget disappears. And the buyer concludes incorrectly that competitor research doesn't work. It works. The method was wrong from the start. Why the copy doesn't transfer? At today's CPCs in competitive verticals, guessing is genuinely expensive. That's why competitor ad analysis has become a structured discipline, not a shortcut for agencies and in-house teams that want to model proven ad patterns without bleeding budget on unvalidated creative. But research and copying are not the same thing. When you strip a competitor's ad down to its visual skin and nothing else, you discard everything that made it work: the audience match, the sequencing in their funnel, the offer context, the platform placement, the CTA timing. Think of it like a chef tasting another chef's dish. You're there to understand the method, not steal the recipe. Direct copying also carries legal exposure. Copyright and trademark claims from ad creative are real, and a templated logo swap doesn't create enough distance to protect you. The more expensive problem, though, is strategic. Your audience hasn't seen your competitor's funnel. They don't carry the same brand associations, offer history, or retargeting context. A creative that converts well for them may not break even for you, not because the hook is bad, but because the conditions that made it work don't transfer with the image file. What intelligence actually means here? There's a meaningful difference between an ad archive and an ad intelligence platform. An archive shows you that an ad exists. Intelligence tells you what's working inside it and gives you enough signal to build something that competes on the same terms. PowerAdSpy indexes over 500 million ads across 10 networks: Facebook, Instagram, Google PPC, YouTube, Native, Display Network, Reddit, Quora, Pinterest, and LinkedIn, with 500,000 plus new ads added every day. That scale matters because pattern recognition only becomes reliable when you're drawing from enough data to separate signal from noise. The key distinction from a basic ad library: engagement context. Free tools like the Meta Ad Library show you that a competitor is running an ad. They cannot show you how broadly it's reaching, how long it's been live, or whether it's actually performing. You're looking at presence, not performance. PowerAdSpy's engagement analytics change that. For individual competitor ads, you get real-time data: likes, comments, and shares, alongside demographic breakdowns, gender, age, country, and interests targeted. That's the layer most buyers never see, and it's where the actual intelligence lives. As noted in our guide to ad intelligence tools, the platform also tracks ad spend and creative changes in real time, so you're watching competitor campaigns evolve, not just reading a static snapshot. The workflow that actually extracts patterns. Here's how to use competitor ad data without falling into the copy trap. This is a repeatable research process, not a one-time scrape. Step 1, build a category sample first. Resist the urge to open one competitor's ads and start taking notes. Start with a keyword or product category search instead. Sort results by likes, shares, and comments to surface the highest engagement ads in the space. Then look at 30 to 50 ads before drawing any conclusions about what's working. That threshold 30 to 50 ads analyzed before acting is where the pattern becomes visible. One high engagement ad tells you almost nothing. 30 of them, filtered by the same category, start revealing structural consistencies, hook formats, visual approaches, offer framing. One useful benchmark: A Facebook ad with 5,000 plus views running for more than a week is worth pulling into your analysis as a signal of sustained performance, not just a viral spike. Step 2, use CTA sorting as a strategic signal. PowerAdSpy's call to action based sorting feature lets you sort ads by CTA type, shop now versus learn more versus sign up, alongside engagement metrics. This is more useful than it sounds. CTA choice reflects funnel intent. A competitor running predominantly learn more CTAs in a category where you assumed everyone was hard selling shop now is a signal about where buyers actually are in their decision process. Say high engagement ads in your space use learn more at the top of the funnel. Copying a shop now creative from a brand running it to a warm retargeting audience will underperform every time. Not because the creative is wrong, because you've misread the funnel stage it belongs to. Run this sort yourself. PowerAdSpy CTA based sorting surfaces these funnel signals immediately. Start your free trial rightward arrow. Step 3, filter by geography and demographics before concluding anything. PowerAdSpy filters competitor ads by demography and location across 149 plus countries. Use this before you canonize a pattern. An ad hook that performs in the US market may be built around cultural assumptions that don't hold in Southeast Asia or Western Europe. A creative structure that works for 25, 34-year-olds may completely miss a 45-plus audience. The geo-targeted competitor data and demographic filters let you narrow your sample to ads running in your actual target market, to your actual target audience. This is where the intelligence gets specific enough to be actionable. If you're researching how competitors are targeting by platform specifically, the competitor ad finder on Facebook breaks down that layer in detail. Step 4, analyze hook structure, not visual design. This is where most buyers lose the thread. They look at a high engagement competitor ad and ask, what does it look like? The right question is, what do the first 3 seconds do, and why does it earn attention from this specific audience? Here's what that looks like in practice. When you pull 40 top engagement ads from a single category and sort by oldest first, a step described in PowerAdSpy's structured analysis framework as a profitability signal, you're looking for which creatives have been running the longest. Longevity underspend is the clearest signal that an ad is working. Once you've identified those, the analytical work is to map the hook type. Does the opening line lead with a pain point, a curiosity gap, or a social proof claim? Is the first sentence a question, a statement, or a scenario? Pay particular attention to comments. Comments are a stronger engagement signal than likes because they require more viewer effort. A high comment to impression ratio on a niche product ad is more meaningful than viral reach with zero comments. Filter for ads where comment volume is disproportionately high relative to the like count. Those are the ones where the hook triggered something visceral enough to prompt a response. That response pattern, whatever the hook did, is what you're adapting. PowerAdSpy's bookmark feature lets you save ads as you build this analysis. Use it to collect examples of each hook type separately, so you're comparing like with like when you sit down to write your own creative briefs. Step 5, track competitors over time, not just once. A single research session gives you a snapshot. Competitor tracking gives you the trend. When a competitor adds creative to a campaign or changes their CTA approach, that's a signal about what's working for them right now, not 3 months ago. Ad intelligence that doesn't account for recency pushes you toward conclusions based on campaigns that may already be paused. PowerAdSpy adds 500,000 plus new ads to its index daily, which means the data stays current. But you have to return to it regularly. Set a cadence weekly for fast-moving categories, monthly for slower ones, and treat it like a standing research practice, not a one-time pull. Also read: AdSpy filter strategy, stop surfacing losers. Competitor ad search by keyword and domain for agencies. What you're actually building. The output of this process isn't a downloaded video with your logo on it. It's a pattern library. Which hook types earn engagement in your category? Which CTAs align with which funnel stages? Which audiences the highest traction ads are targeting? Which geographies your competitors are prioritizing or ignoring? That pattern library becomes the brief for your creative team. It tells them what the market has already told buyers it responds to without requiring them to copy anything. The creative execution is yours. The strategic foundation is informed by real data. This is the distinction between reactive creative work and competitor ad analysis done for advertising excellence. Done properly, it compounds over time while the logo swap method produces diminishing returns. One builds institutional knowledge. The other just borrows someone else's results and hopes for the best. Stop collecting ads. Start reading them. Start your free Power Ad Spy trial and run this workflow against your actual competitors this week. The pattern library you build in one focused session will outlast any single creative you could have copied. Frequently asked questions. 1. What are Ad Spy tools? Ad Spy tools help advertisers research competitor ads and analyze their strategies, creatives, engagement, and other advertising patterns. 2. Should I copy my competitors' ad creatives? No. Instead of directly copying an ad, study the signals behind its performance and use those insights to create original content for your audience. 3. What can engagement data tell advertisers? Engagement data, such as likes, shares, and comments, can help advertisers understand how audiences are responding to competitor ads. 4. How can ad spy tools improve ad research? They allow advertisers to filter and analyze ads based on factors such as keywords, competitors, locations, engagement, and ad placements. 5. Why is original creative important in advertising? Original creative allows brands to adapt successful market insights to their own audience, messaging, and goals instead of simply copying competitors.